Recently, the term Ozempic baby has been cropping up on social media, from TikTok to Facebook to even Reddit. Some women are saying they are getting unexpected pregnancies while on the medication.
Yes, I was taking semaglutide, which is also known as Ozempic, and I got pregnant.
Yeah, so I'm literally the definition of someone who's having an Ozempic baby.
So I'm almost in my third trimester.
Welcome to The Checkup. I'm Lizzie McGreevy, Community Engagement Specialist at Side Effects Public Media, and our checkup question today is, just what are Ozempic babies? With me to answer this question is Managing Editor Farah Yousri.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Farah. So like many families, I had the birds and bees conversation with my parents, and they totally left out the part about Ozempic babies. They must have skipped that chapter. So can you please shed some light and tell us what exactly is happening here?
Sure. So, Lizzie, the way Ozempic works is through a process called delayed gastric emptying. So it takes longer for, you know, the food to be absorbed by your body, and that helps people feel fuller for longer. And so they won't reach out to food as often, and that results in weight loss. Now, obesity, diabetes, and insulin resistance are all issues that impact women's fertility and ability to carry a healthy pregnancy. And that's because there are hormones that are stored in the fatty tissue that work against the natural, typical process that helps people get pregnant. So when someone takes Ozempic and addresses these issues, they may find that their fertility struggles have also been resolved, and they find themselves carrying a baby when they did not expect it.
Farah, that makes a lot of sense. But I have also seen posts from women who are taking Ozempic, and they say they got pregnant even though they're on birth control pills. How is that happening?
So birth control pills work in different ways, depending on what kind of hormones are in them. So some pills suppress ovulation altogether. Others may make it harder for the sperm to fertilize an egg. And this all depends on if the person takes the pill as directed so that the hormones can do their jobs. Now, Ozempic and the whole delayed gastric emptying process that I talked about can also impact the way medications, including the birth control pill, are absorbed in the body. I spoke with Linda Kassar. She's an associate professor at George Washington University's School of Nursing, and she's worked with OBGYN patients for over three decades. Here's how she explains it.
The levels of the hormone aren't going to be consistent, and those conditions that we're trying to set up to prevent pregnancy might actually occur. You know, maybe an egg does get released. Maybe the cervical mucus doesn't thicken the way we expect it to, and maybe the wall of the uterus does get a little thicker. So when the hormones from the pills aren't absorbed in those even concentrations in the way we hope, sets up conditions where pregnancy could happen.
So it sounds like some of these Ozempic babies and pregnancies are happening unexpectedly, which I'm guessing means women may be taking the medication for weeks into the pregnancy. What do we know about the safety of these drugs for the pregnant person and for the fetus?
So lab studies on animals have shown that Ozempic during pregnancy sometimes resulted in pregnancy loss or fetus abnormalities. But it's very hard to ethically design a study where researchers can test the impact of these drugs on the pregnant person and the development of the fetus. So as of now, there really isn't enough safety information available. We also do not know after the pregnancy if, for example, the medication gets passed on through breastfeeding and what kind of impact this has on the newborn. So medical experts advise that if someone is planning to get pregnant and they are on Ozempic, they should be off of it for at least 2 months before trying to conceive. Kassar says it has to be planned out.
You know, not just, oh, I've lost, you know, 35 pounds while I've been taking this medication for my diabetes. I feel healthier now. I'm going to try to get pregnant. There has to be a discussion about what other medication that's doing the job that Ozempic is doing that's been studied a little bit better in human patients. What other thing can we substitute there?
She says there are some other alternatives out there that doctors can talk to you about that could be safer for a pregnant person.
Thank you, Farah. I can now check off Ozempic babies as something I've truly learned about, because you can't trust everything you hear on TikTok, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's why we have the checkup.
Okay, yes. So if you have questions and you don't want to just trust random people on the internet, you can always write into us and we will try to find experts to answer your questions next time on The Checkup.